I was doing a rehearsal for another fringe show that I'm in. It's a tap dance performance that's going to be happening at Soda. And my professor, who actually teaches the tap class, who does the show, was talking about how she's going to put it on for Fringe, because originally we were performing it at Seabreeze and then we were going to perform it at Fringe. And she said, "Oh, I have to do this application." And I thought to myself, maybe I could do that. Maybe I could put something on at Fringe. So then I went on the website and I looked it up and I said, "Yeah, I can definitely do something at Fringe."
Well, where did you get the idea of what to do? It's one thing to fill out the form and say, yeah, give me a spot. It's another thing to have something to talk about.
Yeah, so I've always been interested in doing my own solo show, kind of a Barbra Streisand kind of diva moment to have. And I thought this would be the perfect venue to start it out with, because it's local and the people that would come are all of my friends and family and people that I care about. So I said, I can definitely just create something that would be all of my favorite songs and things that I like to do. And then I came up with the concept, which was I'm just always typecast as someone who's funny because I happen to be kind of a funny person. So I never get to do any of those dramatic roles or any of those dramatic songs. So this cabaret is mostly focused on me doing a bunch of dramatic pieces, which with some funny parts in between, of course, because I can't not be funny. So.
How would you describe your own singing voice?
Well, I have a very brassy, kind of bold, think like Ethel Merman voice, and that's really fun. I also have some Judy Garland moments. I've been told by many people that I sound like Judy Garland and like Ethel Merman.
So did you go into this idea like kind of knowing who you were, kind of knowing what you wanted to say? Has it been a learning process?
Yeah, I've never really put anything together like this, so it was really, really interesting. And I knew that I wanted to do something around the general concept of my typecasting problem, so I picked a few songs that I wanted to start with. Something's Coming and As Long as He Needs Me and Corner of the Sky. I thought those were a good few to start with, and then I thought more about other dramatic pieces that I'd love to sing. And I thought to myself, yeah, I can put these smaller pieces in there just to sing them for people.
So you feel like you've been typecast, or you're in danger of being typecast.
Yes, I feel like I'm in danger of being typecast.
Why?
I'm very, very funny. As a person, that's my strongest suit. So
Mean on character, in
yeah, in
stage?
on the stage, I'm very funny. I have great comedic timing, and that's something I'm really, really good at. So I want to show this other side of me.
Who's collaborating with you?
I have this wonderful pianist. Her name is Sarah Hoffey. She also works in NAS, and she's an accompanist there. And she is incredible. She's just so talented and so great. And then I have my two friends from school, Sam Spadafore and Maya Schutz. They are in my class, in my graduating class, and in my musical theater class. And they are also just super duper talented. I'm doing a trio with all of them. Sam and I are doing a duet, and Maya's doing a solo, and they're all just so good. I'm so happy to be working with such great people.
Now, you've done American plays, you've done musicals, you've done modern pieces, you've done Shakespeare. How is this show different?
This is different because I'm doing it on the spot. It is very much improv. The pieces in between the songs, where I'm just speaking and introducing people and talking about why I'm picking that song, I have a basic outline of what I want to say, but most of it is going to be on the fly. So that's what's, there's no script to it.
You trust yourself.
Yes, I do.
And you get one shot.
One shot to do it.
Okay. It sounds like your heart is really still in musical
Oh,
theater.
yeah.
What is it about that art form that just really speaks to you?
Someone once said to me that the reason that a song exists is because this person cannot say in words what they want to say. They have to move on to a different level, which is singing. And then all of a sudden, they can't use words anymore and they have to use their body, and then that's dance. So another level. I just love that aspect of it where it's just combining all of these things that are so cool. And there are lots of opportunities to satisfy artistically things that you'd like to do and also for entertainment value. But it's just so satisfying to go out there and to sing a song and to do a scene with a friend. And there's that trust element, too, that's really important to me.
So when is the show? When is the day? What time?
It is September 19th at 9:30 p.m. at the Lyric Theater in Rochester.
During the Fringe Festival.
During the Fringe Festival.
Well, have a great time.
Thank
you for coming in.
Of course. Thanks for having me.